By November standards, it was a pretty nice day across eastern New York and western New England. Most of us saw plenty of sunshine, clouds mixed with sunshine across far northern areas. Temperatures were just a few degrees below average, just a little step below what's typical, so things are feeling a little bit cool. We come to expect that this time of year, and with the wind, it does feel a little bit brisk as well. So it's definitely a situation where if you're going to be out and about, you'll want to have a jacket with you. The other thing I will point out is that the air mass is quite dry. Dew points are running in the teens and 20s, and that's definitely a sign of an air mass coming from a cold place, and you may notice a little bit of static electricity as you are going around the house tonight. Now, we will start to see some changes as a storm system approaches, and for many of us, we're going to see the first snow of the season. I don't think it's going to be a big deal in terms of snowfall totals, but for at least many of us, there is going to be a little dusting of snow on the ground first thing on Friday morning. And be mindful of potentially some slippery spots on the roads tomorrow night into Friday morning, not only because there's going to be a little bit of snow with this thing, but also temperatures are going to drop quickly as the storm exits, so that means that roads that may just be damp may turn a little bit icy as well, so that will be a concern Thursday night into Friday morning. So let's take it, plan it out, and we'll see how things are going to turn tonight, and overall, tonight won't be that bad, so if you have evening plans, I don't expect any major concerns with the weather, though clouds will increase during the night, and then tomorrow, that's when the storm comes through. Most of us will start off with rain. However, across the highest elevations, it'll probably start off as snow. And then late in the day, into the night, we'll see that snow level drop. So basically from the higher elevations down into the valleys, we'll see a transition from rain over to a period of snow. In terms of accumulation, in the valleys, I don't expect much. There may be a little bit of snow on the grassy surfaces. Again, with temperatures dropping, there may still be some icy spots on the roads. Across the higher elevations, there's the potential for at least a few inches of snow as the storm comes through. Following the storm, there's going to be a really cold couple of days, Friday and Saturday, with highs only in the 30s, and the wind on Friday is going to make it feel even colder than that, so we're going to be talking about wind chills here in early November. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, becoming cloudy, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain in the valleys and snow in the higher elevations, highs in the 30s to low 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, becoming cloudy, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain in the valleys, snow in the higher elevations, highs in the 30s to low 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain developing, highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy and cold, lows in the low 30s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain developing, a high of 40 to 45. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, windy and cold with scattered snow showers, especially in the mountains, highs in the low to mid 30s, and on Saturday, partly sunny and cold with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.